Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Love Opens All with Kimberly, where we learn to live in harmony, one breath at a time. Hello, everyone. This is Love Opens All, and I'm Kimberly. I will be your host today, and I'm so grateful to be here. I haven't done a show in a little bit, and I was guided to just start doing the shows again and recording and just try to reach as many people as possible, even if it's just one person at a time, to help touch their heart, maybe say something or have them discover, explore something or inspire them to change, to heal, to just find happiness or joy, whatever it is. I hope you find it here in this show. And this show, it's a little bit more energized than some of the other shows, as far as I'm just not, hold on, let me catch my breath. When I begin the show, before I even start, I align myself with the divine, with source, with God, the universe, whatever higher power, even in your higher self that you might believe in. But for me, it is a universal energy that I call God. And but this is a non-denominational show. This is just, I'm just letting you know, I connect to what's highest good for the show, for my listeners, for my family, friends, for myself. And I always ask the healing to be gentle, to be powerful and instant if possible, but again, just gentle. And so there's energy, there's power, there's intention behind the words, behind the show. I try to hold a sacred energy space that I open up, and I hope to touch everyone with the words or the energy on any layer of their spirit, their body, their physical, their mental, emotional, their spiritual body. Wherever they are, wherever they need healing, that is my intention, that you find peace, that you find healing, that you find inspiration, and that we explore together, whether you believe, you don't believe. Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes it's just listening, and the universe knows what you need at what time and at what level, and the universe just sends the energy to you. If you have an open heart, if you have an open mind, and just be free to listen to the messages, and just allow the energy to just, and the words to penetrate to your soul, to your heart, to release, to remove anything, any heaviness that no longer serves your highest good. And today I was guided to discuss grief. A lot of people are living with grief, and grief is on many different levels. Grief, it could be because you lost a loved one, family or friend, someone close to you or someone not close to you, even your animals. We grieve about that. We grieve about relationships and divorce and maybe separation from your kids or your family. Whatever it is, or even if you don't know where the grief is coming from, but you feel like the root is grief, this heaviness, this despair, this sadness, whatever it is, you just feel like, sometimes I just can't breathe, you know. And then sometimes we shove it away, we hide it, we try to hide it, we mask it with different feelings. So it could come out in different ways. It could come out in irritation or anger and anxiety, but the core, the root, the true factor is grief that's really just lingering. And and we hold it in different places, from different classes that I've taken, and mostly from my meditations and intuition and connecting to source and to the divine and to my angels and my guides and my spiritual family. I've been you know, shown. I've experimented. I've tried it on myself. I've tried it on others. What I've been guided to do and see is that we hold these emotions in our body, and we hold them for a long time, and we kind of store them there, and we hide them from ourselves. And even if we think we got rid of the emotion, the grief, the pain, the despair, whatever it is that that you're holding, we could hold it in different parts of our body. It could be in our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body. It could be there, if you believe in other lifetimes, it could be from other lifetimes. And it's, and it could be stored as karma, but that's another show. But for now, I am just guided to try to help you discover where it is you're holding this grief, and if it is grief at all, that's the main factor. You might think it's grief, and it might be something else. But today we're working on grief. But even if it's not grief, believe me and trust and believe that this show, the energy, the word, the vibration, the divine alignment is happening behind the scenes. If you're sensitive, you might be feeling it now. You might be connecting to my energy and my words and my connection to source and the love, the unconditional love that I'm sending you and that source is sending you for your healing, to lift away anything that no longer serves your highest good from all of your energy, just sweeping it away, letting it wash away. You don't need it. Just let it recycle back into Mother Earth, if you will. Just let it go. And it's easier said than done. I know if we're in our mental minds that we say it's easier said than done. But sometimes if you just allow yourself to find where it is that you're holding it, and we're not letting it go. We're not letting go of the memory or the person or the thing, whatever happened that brought this grief or this emotion on. We're not letting go of that. We're letting go of that connection, that charge that really sucks the life and the light out of us, where we feel like it's dark, we can't see, we feel lost, we feel confused, we feel like some days we just want to hide, crawl underneath the blanket and just not come out. You don't want to be bothered. And some days roll into more than one day, and sometimes it's just a fleeting moment that you have, and then again you shove it to the side, you ignore it because you have to put on your happy face, your happy mask. But you truly deserve to be happy, not to be a mask, to really truly feel happiness and joy and peace in your heart, in your life. You need to see that light. You deserve to see the light. You are worthy of seeing the light. So if you accept that, you know, that if you accept that you are ready to transform grief into happiness, then accept it. If you are ready to accept that change is possible, and accept that into your heart, accept that into your life. If you are ready, if you're ready to be happy, then accept it. I accept happiness into my life. I accept joy into my heart. I accept it. I let go. I transform this grief into something beautiful, more powerful. That's for my highest good, for my highest self. And just imagine that it's just floating off of you, just taking it away as if you had a backpack full of stuff that you no longer need. Don't even look in the backpack. We don't need to know what's in there. Just recycle it. Give it to someone. Let it go back. Let it be sent away. Let it be healed. If it's supposed to come back, let it come back healed. But know that you deserve to feel love, to see light, to move on, to move past this, whatever it is. We get stuck. We don't know what to do with it. We don't deal with it, or we deal with it too much where it overwhelms us. It weighs us down. We can't think of anything else. We go through the motions, and it feels like it is. It doesn't feel like it is affecting you, your life, your energy. It's draining you. It's draining your life force, your vibration. And then in turn, it's like a domino effect. It starts affecting everyone in your house, your spouse, your partner, your loved ones, your kids, your animals, your coworkers, your family, your friends. It spills out because you're in this negative, dark place. So imagine just letting it go. Just imagine that you no longer need it. And what I've been shown the last couple of weeks in my meditations and working with spirit is that we hold it in different places. And some of us hold it, a lot of grief in our heart, and it weighs us down, and some of us in our lungs. So I just want to try something with you. So just be open to it, because sometimes just giving your body, yourself permission to let go of something in a certain area, sometimes that alone is just enough to let it just be transformed. And you might just have memories or visions of things that it has to do with, and it's just going to pop up and you become aware of it, and no need to overanalyze it. You're just aware of it, and you imagine just letting it go. And again, it might not be instant for everyone. It might take time. Some of you say you're ready, but in fact, you're energetically, you're not ready. There's some fear, and you're still blocking. So just try for a moment, just imagining closing your eyes and just taking a few deep breaths and talking to your body. And it doesn't have to be just about grief. Just imagine that you're having a conversation with your body, whether it be grief or pain or anger, whatever it is. Today we're dealing with grief, but another time, talk to your body, ask your body. So as you close your eyes and you take a few gentle centering breaths and you fill the lungs, the belly, your diaphragm with air, you fill it up and you imagine beautiful color white light around you or any other color that you could imagine. But right now we're just trying to feel a little bit lighter, feel a little bit more free. And just ask yourself, where am I holding this grief? And see if anything popped up. Did you hear your lungs, your stomach, your legs, or did you feel it? Did you get a little, someone's poking you or a little tingling somewhere? You feel a little palpitation somewhere? So go to that area and ask the grief. Because you might think you know what it's from, but it might be from something else. Ask the grief. How long have you been there? Perhaps ask, at what age did you get stuck or stored in this area? What do you grief in this area? What do you have to do with? Who are you related to? You might get your mother, your father, might be a friend, something different, you know, a grandparent. And give yourself permission. I now release this grief from my heart. I now release this grief from my stomach, from wherever you felt it. And if you don't know, if you didn't feel it, you didn't see it, you didn't hear where it is, it's okay. Just, I now release this grief from my body. I now release it from my physical body. I now release the grief from my mental body. If I'm holding grief in my emotional body, I now release the grief from my emotional body. If I'm holding grief in my spiritual body, I now release it. I let it go. I let it transform into happiness. I accept happiness into my life now. I fill all of these empty spaces where I'm letting go with unconditional love or whatever comes to mind that that you intuitively feel that you need a little bit more of. You can fill it with light. You can fill it with love. You can fill it with joy or happiness, something better. And if you don't know what it is, ask, what do I need in order to transform this grief? So you could be speaking to your body still. You could be communicating with your angels. You could be communicating with the divine. Oneness, whatever it is, your higher self, but ask. So I'm going to be quiet for a few breaths so you could maybe get some answers. Ask whatever it is or let go from any area. I now release it from grief from whatever area. I replace it with love, or I replace it with happiness. And just pay attention to what you're feeling, because sometimes we might not feel it. We might be getting visions. You might not get visions at all. You might be hearing where you're holding this grief or this other emotion. sometimes we hold it in our energy centers and our chakras. We're not going to go into all the chakras, but we could do a general sweep of our chakras. We could ask, I am now ready to release any grief that I'm holding in any of my chakras. And I replace it with love or happiness. You might feel yourself shudder. You might feel yourself tingle. You might feel the air pressure change. You might feel different things. Your body is just releasing. It's letting it go. And the healing happens when you're ready and at the level that you're ready. So it's always gentle. It's always beautiful. And another way is we get asked to restore the free flow of our chi, our prana. I now restore the free flow of my chi, my prana. I raise my vibration. I balance my energy. It is safe for me to balance my energy and see how that feels. Sometimes we hold grief in our heart. Sometimes we hold it in our lungs, in our meridians. Without going into every meridian, you could just ask to release any grief that you might be holding in your heart center, in your heart meridian, on all levels. Release it, let it go. You don't need it. Ask to release any grief that you're holding on into your lung meridian, in your lung area. Just release it, let it go. You don't need it. And we always like to replace it. Things move around, they shift, they release, and it's empty, and we got to adjust to that. So we want to fill it with something better, more powerful, our highest good right now, for our highest and beautiful selves and our energy. So fill it with whatever feels beautiful, natural, and intuitive to you right now that resonates with you. Fill it with love if you want. Fill it with light. Fill it with a color. I usually fill everything back up with unconditional love, with light, with healing. So we're restoring the free flow of our chi. I restore the free flow of my chi. I restore the free flow of my heart, my lungs, my meridians, all my meridians. Any grief that I'm holding, any layer of my body, form it into something more beautiful for myself right now. Letting it be gentle. I let go. I am open. And I fill all the different places. Back with love. Any cracks, any blocks, anything that no longer serves my highest good, I now release it. I let it go. I let it transform into something more beautiful. And I welcome this beauty. I accept this love. I accept this happiness. I accept this joy. I accept this peace into my life. Into my heart, into my energy. It is so. So this was a couple of different things, and the energy is moving around. You can't see me or my hands, but I'm moving and I'm shifting the energy. I'm transforming on your behalf. I'm asking whether you're listening live in the archives or 10 years from now. It's all the same intention that you get the highest and best healing that you need at this moment when you're listening to it. Even if you listen to it every day for the next year, you're always going to peel a different layer off. It doesn't just have to be grief. You could try this and replace grief, anger, and release that. And I will have different shows and different meditations. And blogs on my website, www.loveopenswithanSall.com. Loveopensall.com. I hope, I pray that you receive some sign, some feeling that this is happening. Some of us are not that sensitive, so you might not notice any difference right now. But no, behind the scenes, in the void where you can't see, things are happening for your highest and best good. I will keep praying for you. I will keep sending you energy till I feel like you have transformed, or you have let go, or you're ready to move on. I don't know all of you. Maybe one day I will. But let me know. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio at Love Opens All. Click the follow button, and you'll get updates when the next shows are coming on. I always also add the shows to my website. If you missed anything, loveopensall.com, you could go there. Facebook, you could follow me, loveopensall.com. Same thing with Instagram, loveopensall.com. I hope this helped. I hope you go in peace. I hope you let go of the grief and you feel a little bit more comfort, and your heart, your energy, your life is filled with love. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.